When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injury on the go, just call Mo. Office Tampa.
It's kind of crazy. I'm going to do it.
All right.
So there was another celebrity judge there. I did not expect to be there. And just happened to be somebody from a television series that Leah and I have been binging for the last 6 months. Below Deck. And I saw this person and I was like, that lady looks familiar. And then somebody next to me said, oh yeah, she's from Below Deck. And I was like, what? And that's when it dawned on me who she was. Her name's Adrian.
Adrian from Below Deck?
Yeah. Now, I gotta be honest.
I don't know who this is, so I gotta look it up.
I gotta be honest. On Below Deck, not my favorite character. Kind of annoying.
Is it a...
girl.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, look up Adrian, the girl. Yeah. I hope she's not listening. Maybe she lives here now? I don't know. When I heard it was somebody from Below Deck that was there, I was excited because they said it was a chef. And I was hoping it was Rachel, because Rachel was on Mo's show a few months ago, and she'd be, like, awesome to meet in person. But I still took a picture with Adrian, and I sent it to Leah. I go, hey.
What's Adrian's last name?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm seeing Adrian from Below Deck, and it appears to be a male.
Are you spelling it A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E?
No. Adrian Martin, A-D-R-I-A-N.
No, it's a different one. They had a lot of people.
Can you spell it again?
Just type in girl.
I just thought it might be like a trans issue or something.
No, she did turn into a lesbian for like 10 minutes on the show, I think.
Adrienne. Okay, got it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's pretty cute, right?
Is she all right?
Yeah.
Adrian Gang.
Yeah, well, she was a chief stew on the show. And I guess after the show, she ended up becoming a chef on the yachts, which is fine. But on the show, she was all right, but she was a little annoying at times. She came back as a guest and was like all stuck up and stuff. She came back with like this group of like rich lesbians, and like all of a sudden now she was a lesbian also. It was weird.
Nice.
Anyway, she's at the thing, and I'm excited because I'm a big fan of the show. So I take a picture of her or with her, send it to Leah, and Leah's like, "Whoa, that's Adrian." I'm like, "I know." And then look, there's very strict rules when it comes to judging Pig Jake. Like, it's not a casual thing. They depend on us to be good judges. Like, they want us alert. They want us in our seats. They want us judging fairly. They don't want us, like, BSing around and making a mockery of it. Like, we have a meeting an hour and a half before the competition. So Voodoo Chef can go over, because he's the chef coordinator. And he's not jokey Voodoo Chef during this time. He's like, look, guys, it's very important. People have a lot of money invested, and they're competing. There's all these teams. And he said more than once, I've heard this over the years, if you're not doing your job properly, we will pull you as a judge. And I've never seen that happen before, Will, until Saturday.
Oh, no.
I guess Adrian. She was enjoying the libations, I believe.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know, man. She gave off this vibe like she was a superstar, and it was turning people off.
Oh, no. Adrian.
Yeah, she was like kind of having, I think it was the alcohol, but she was just like, the way she was looking at people and the way she was kind of like shifting her hips back and forth, standing in place. She was very look at me, very look at me, a lot.
Yeah.
And look, there was a lot of celebrities there. Big time restaurateurs and ex-football players and, you know, city commissioners, things like that. Big-time comedians and radio personalities.
It's a regular who's who.
Usually, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, she was just like, I'm from another dad.
I would not know what Below Deck was unless you talked about it.
Yeah, you have to be into that crap TV to know. But then Spider is the enforcer for the Voodoo Foundation. He's a guy that I love a lot. I've been around a long time. But I still have an element of fear when it comes to Spider. He's ex-military. He doesn't mess around. You can tell. You know when you meet somebody or you hang out with somebody and you just know that they're one of those people you don't want to F around and find out?
Yes.
He's one of those guys. Even though he adores me. But he's the guy, if he says something, it's got to happen, you know? And he's the enforcer, and I got a video. I'm not posting it, but I'll show you.
Oh, you should post it.
I don't want to post it. I don't want to be that guy.
I mean, what, did he grab her by the back of her neck and toss her ass out?
Not quite that bad, but the first video is just her sitting at the, I guess, like the timeout table. She got pulled as a judge. She was too drunk, I guess.
Uh-huh. Oh, Adrian.
And then she was, like, trying to make out with a chef and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it got wild.
Now we're talking.
It got wild, bro.
That's awesome.
And then, halfway through the competition, they replaced her because they had fill-in judges, you know, like students from Irwin and stuff that could sit in if you had to go to the bathroom or if you had to leave or something. Mm. So they had somebody else sitting in. And halfway through the competition, she walks back over and tells that guy, get up, and takes her seat back. And I look it over, and I'm sitting next to my crew. My table was pretty dope. I had a good table. So I was sitting next to Sharon, who is the principal at Irwin Tech, and she lives in my neighborhood. And Carlos Villanueva, one of the best chefs around.
Mm-hmm.
And then our table lead's dad was sitting there. He's a cool guy, too, even though he's from Atlanta and he's a Falcons fan.
Mm.
But I look over and I go, whoa, check out. She's kicking the guy out. She's getting back. And then I see Spider just power walk from the front of the tent. And I'm like, uh-oh. And he just grabs her purse and her bag and just
escorts her out.
Gives it the old thumb, baby. And then, like, just starts walking her stuff to the other table. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, no, didn't throw her out. No,
just took her back over to the table.
Okay.
But then he was down on one knee, like, talking to her. Like, you know when you have to get down low and talk to a child?
Yes.
Like you're you know, trying to console a bad T-ball player?
You know, I'm looking at her. I'm checking Twitter to see if maybe she said something about this. But her top tweet, her pinned tweet from August 6, 2022 is a meme. It's a meme with words.
Yeah.
It says, I don't judge people based on color, race, religion, sexuality, or gender. I base it on whether they're an asshole or not. Ironic.
Mirror.
Sounds ironic.
Mirror. Yeah, dude. She was the only one there that was, like, kind of turning people off. I'm being dead honest. Dead honest.
No posts about what I can see about.
She did. She did have one from Pig Jake right at the beginning. She was holding up, like, a drink or something. It's like, at Pig Jake Tampa.
She must have deleted it.
Oh.
It is not there anymore.
Maybe Pig Jig made her delete it.
Maybe, nope, Instagram and Twitter, nothing about Pig Jig.
Anyway, another fantastic Pig Jig, several million dollars raised for NepCure Foundation. Really awesome. But then a little while later, she just was gone before we were still, like, well into the judging. And I looked over, I go, hey, where's Adrian? They're like, I think she's gone. I hope she didn't.
She left or she got
I don't know.
Out.
I don't know, dude.
Had enough booze.
I mean, she works in the yachting industry. Maybe a boat was coming by because we're right on the water, right there on the river at Julian B. Lane. Like, we're literally 5 feet from the water at our judging tent. Maybe she just saw a boat and she was like, that's where I need to be. And she hopped on and started making out with the captain. I'm your chef now.
Can you tell me the story about that? Like, what you know?
What?
Like, how did it get to that?
I don't really know. I'm just going from what I saw. I know, she was being a little obnoxious. I guess she's from Ohio originally, so she's wearing an Ohio State shirt. So she was watching it on her phone, and she kept jumping up. I guess they were winning. I don't know. But she kept jumping up going, oh! Now, if you understand Ohio State football, and I do a little bit because I know football, they do this thing in Ohio, like you yell, oh, and then the rest of whoever's around you says, hi, oh. right?
Mm-hmm.
This is really kind of good. Right?
Yeah.
So she kept going, oh, and then everybody around her is just like, nah.
That's really obnoxious.
Now we're Gators and Florida State fans and USF Bull fans. You can shut up. Kick rocks. Maybe even like a UCF Knights, but you're Ohio State. Take that up I-75.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yep, nobody was feeling it. It was hilarious.
Oof.
Yeah, it was great, dude. But I was, Leah's getting ready to go out to Unholy Show later that night, and I'm texting her videos, pictures, giving her like the best reality show I could give her from her husband. It was a great gift, you know what I mean? So I'm like, check it out. First text, it's a picture of me and Adrian. Isn't this cool? Second text is
Adrian got thrown out.
Well, no, it led up to that, but it was just like chronicling. I go, looks like she's getting a little drunk, and it just shows her face. Like at one point, she's so drunk she's giving a lap dance to Chef Shay, who's a really awesome pastry chef. She makes like the best macarons and stuff. She's mm-hmm, awesome. Mm-hmm. And Chef Shay is like, she looks like a young Queen Latifah. Beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
I know, one of your crushes, right?
Yes.
She's one of the sweet, she's a sweet, sweet lady, right? And Adrian's like on her lap. And I'm like texting pictures of that to Leah going, poor Shay. And Leah's like, tell Shay to knock that bitch off. I'm like, and you can just see Shay's face. She's just like, I think Shay's been on this show once. I think she came in with Voodoo one time.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, it was something.
Wow.
I mean, like I said, I had such a good time over the weekend between, like, Thursday going to Busch Gardens with Zane and his girlfriend and Leah. And then, like, Saturday, the Unholy Show. And to hang afterwards, hanging out at Steve's with Hugh and Jared Walker and Lauren Gray and Leah. You know when you get around friends and you just start telling stories and everything's so funny, dude? We're just all laughing our asses off. I mean, we shut St. Pete down that night. And then that whole thing at Pig Jake, I'm hanging around with all the awesome chefs and pit masters and restaurateurs. You know, just that's one of the things I love about Pig Jake every year. Just like, it's not even networking. It's just hanging with people I really like. And it's also for a great cause, one of the best. But it was fun. And then watching a reality TV star that you kind of like meh about anyway, just completely.
Oh, there's stuff from last year's Pig Jig on her Instagram. Nothing this year.
I know. Somebody told me she was there last year, and I don't remember at all because I wasn't watching Below Deck last year. Isn't that funny?
So she must live in the area.
Yeah. Shout out to Adrian. I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm just saying she liked to drink, baby.
Drunk dickhead. It happens. You know, it happens. Sometimes you have too much to drink. I want to know, man, I wish we could talk to the chef that she tried to smooch. I want to know the story.
I'm not throwing that guy under the bus.
I know. I just want, I'm so curious, like how that went down. Says you're cute.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Come on, I want to see how your palate is. Let me know what my breath is like. Is it salty?
She's got a lot of pictures with her and her dog in it.
That's cool. Let's grab a couple phone calls before we take our first break. Johnny B Show, how can I help you tonight?
Johnny B, what it do? It's Medicare Dave.
Oh, Big Dave! How you calling me during AEP, babe?
Yeah, I just got off my shift. You know, I got to get my herbals in right now. You know, relax.
Yeah, mama. I hear you.
Listen, I got a story for you. I want to know what you would do in this situation. So check this out. I went grocery shopping at the Valrico Publix right there on 16.
That's my Publix, baby.
Yeah, you know it.
Shout out to my meat man, Kurt.
Yeah. All right. So check this out. So I'm shopping down the aisles, and I see this 13-year-old, well, probably like 12-year-old, kid with a book bag on, and he's got a cart, an empty cart, and he's screaming, get away from me, get away from me. And he's running up and down the aisles like a madman, just bashing the cart into people and stuff.
What?
And then I see the manager like walking like behind, like slowly behind him, and like I needed some help, but I didn't know. I just thought the kid was acting crazy.
Was he? Did he have a? Did he have a friend filming him, like for TikTok or YouTube or something?
No, not at all. And so the manager comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, can you help me? You know, stop this kid."
Oh,
and
I would.
So, like, and so I grabbed the cart and I stopped the cart. And you know what I mean? And then he's like, get away from me, get away from me. And he lets go of the cart and runs away. And so the manager goes to chase him down. His mother is there. The reason why he's freaking out is because she wouldn't buy him Oreos.
Are you, what? I almost said the S word.
And so then he gets another cart and continues up and down the aisles, up and out. So now the whole store, like everybody is trying to stop this kid. The mother just sitting on the ground crying, you know, not doing anything.
Are you serious? This kid's got mental problems. He's got
She was like 400 pounds. She was sitting on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Just sitting there just like letting her kid do this. And so the manager's like asking people for help. But then he turns to me, he's like, what should I do? And I was like, I'm just a customer, bro. I was like, I'd call the cops, you know, have them come out here because they'll stop them. I believe that.
What time was it? What time was that?
This was at probably 8 o'clock.
Tonight?
At night, yeah.
I was there at 5 o'clock this afternoon. I went in there.
Yeah, this was yesterday at 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God,
dude. And so all the customers are sitting there like, you know, some people are ignoring. Some people are trying to stop. But he's bashing into other people. He's bashing into aisles.
Will, what do you do in this situation?
What's that?
I'm asking Will what he does.
I mean, I feel like a nice slap across the back of the head and, hey, quit it. Or maybe get like a squirt bottle and spray him like a cat.
I told the manager, I was like, is it cool if I just grab him? Because I could rope him up and just hold him. And he's like, no, we can't touch him. We can't touch him.
Yeah, look, you get sued.
And I was like, but he's destroying everything and he's bashing into, and he's hurt. I was like, if he bashes into, you know, somebody's ankles, like, which he did a few times, and those people were, you know, they were Hispanic and they were cussing in Spanish, like not understanding whatsoever what was going on with this kid. And he was up and down every single aisle. And this went on literally for like an hour. Like, it was nuts.
Look, for an hour? Listen, they needed me there yesterday. They needed me there. Let me tell you, I am not Dominic Ferriello. I am not Just Call Mo. But I understand the law enough to understand what self-defense is. And I don't care if you're a child. If you're some dickhead ramming your shopping cart into me, I have the legal right to defend my body.
Well, that's,
and
that's,
I would have purposely put myself in the aisle that that little dickhead was in. And when he came at me, I would have, this is Sparta, kicked him in his little baby chest. And he would have flew through a cereal aisle. And the whole thing would have been over with. And then so I would have told his roly-poly mama, get your little nuisance out of Publix and take him where he belongs, and that is Winn-Dixie. For God's sakes, Publix is worse. It's where shopping is a pleasure.
Right. And so the manager goes to the mother and asks, like, well, I'll give him an Oreo if he'll stop.
No.
And she's like, no. I was like, no. And I don't think, I was like, why are you going to reward him with bad behavior? So when he came at me with a cart, I stopped the cart in full grab, and I was going to rope him up. And the manager's like, don't touch him, don't touch. I was like, screw that. He about ran me. If I wasn't looking, he could have hit me right in the back and messed me up. So I wanted to rope him up and just hold him there and tell him, call the cops and let them come and show up.
How old?
I said
about 12.
12. For an hour.
Dude, I'd have choked him. I'd have choked him out.
This is tedious, and I kind of got to walk on tiptoes about this, but do you know what race?
It doesn't matter.
I know, no, but just
he,
curious.
You know, and they were Caucasian, you know.
Yeah, you could hit him then. I was going to say, if it was like a...
Oh, I see what you're saying, Will, because if you hit like a person of color in today's climate...
Yeah, news, yeah. But if it's a white kid, just punch him in the head.
Oh, dude, you get celebrated. You could probably kill the white kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think the mother would be walking around trying to get... No, she sat on the floor.
Well, she's 400 pounds, dude. She's only got so much walking time per day.
Yeah, well, get one of those scooters, those rover rounds and chase his butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what you need. You need fat mama, fat kid bumper car derby in the middle of play. Man, if you're listening, lady, you're doing a bad job of parenting. And I don't know if your weight is part of that problem, but it shouldn't be. I was really fat for a while during my son's childhood. You just got to be a better parent, man. You got to make these kids accountable. And you can't let them pull a tantrum where they ruin other people's shopping experience and maybe even their livelihood or their body.
Everybody in there in the store... At first, they didn't understand what was going on. They just thought the kid was just acting crazy. But he kept screaming, get away from me, leave me alone, don't touch me, get away from me. So, like, at first when I heard that, I thought somebody was trying to, like, kidnap a kid or something.
Oh, I'd have kidnapped
him. So, like, my spidey senses, like, went off. But then when I realized the manager was, like, you know, chasing him down, and then as the whole entire store is hearing this, everybody's like trying to cut them off on aisles and get them, you know, get them to stop.
Where were the employees? Where are all the employees at?
The employees were, they were trying to, but the cashier stayed at their station. Some of the other employees came out to try to help, like, wrangle this kid in.
See, this is an issue. Now, Publix, I commend you and I celebrate the fact that you hire a lot of handicapped people and disabled people. But you need, after this, let this be a lesson. You need one person that is a trained fighter. You need one Muay Thai person, one MMA person. I don't care if they have Down syndrome, but they have a brown belt in jiu-jitsu.
No,
that works for me.
He wasn't Down syndrome.
No, I'm talking about the employees.
Oh, the employee. Gotcha.
Dave.
Got a pee-pee.
But my thing was, I had him to where I could have roped him up right there, and the manager says, no, you can't. I was like,
why are you listening to him? Who gives a crap what that dickhead says?
Yeah, he didn't train for this.
He's not your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but, you know, I guess he thought he had it handled. Eventually, this went on for an hour before the cops showed up.
If I'm there, it lasts 3 minutes. I'll throw that kid through that old school scale at the front of Publix. I'll throw him right through that.
He was going through the stock room. He was going all over the place. Dude,
why did a cop not show up within an hour? They should have called the cops first 5 minutes.
I told, as soon as I said that, I told the manager, I said, you need to call the cops. He's
100%.
Like, should I? He's like, he asked me, he's like, should I?
That manager needs to be demoted. I'm sorry, but you need to be quick on your, in order to be a manager, you need to be able to quickly think and react when it comes to a situation like that. That Val Rico is in Hillsborough County. Okay. That is Chronister area. And those sheriffs that he has work in that area, they would have been there in 5 minutes and they would have drugged that little brat out of that store and they would have called a forklift to get his mom and the whole problem would have been over.
Right, exactly. The cops finally showed up, and they snatched him up.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
That's what you should have done, like, you know, 55 minutes ago.
I would have done that. I would have done that. Kids, if you see a black Kia in the parking lot at Publix, don't start no crap. I'm in there getting my lottery tickets and flowers for my wife. I will choke you. I will choke you in front of your mama.
What I wanted to do was pick his ass up and put him in the shopping cart and then roll him to his big mama and then tell them they need to leave and get him out of the store. And the manager's like, no, we can't do that. He's like, I don't know the rules and the laws. And he just walked around watching him, you know, trying to chase him down. And
no way.
He'd let go of a cart. He'd grab another cart. He'd hit stuff. And
nope.
He just went up and down aisles, you know, bumping into people not understanding what's going on, people thinking he's being kidnapped. Well, when I got the whole story, by the time I checked out, that's when the cops finally got him out of there. And then, you know, they got the forklift barely fit in to get mama up, and then they went on their way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was nuts, man. Total nuts. I'd never seen anything like that in a grocery store. Like, you know, like maybe a Bravo or a Save-A-Lot, but not Publix, man.
That's great.
The hell's that?
Don't worry about it. You would expect it. Dave, great story, dude. Way to make my Adrian from Below Deck look like nothing, man. Way to go, pal.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.